We're all looking forward to State of Origin 3 tomorrow night, where New South Wales can go back-to-back for the first time since 2005. And a man who played a very important role in New South Wales' victory in Game 2 was Jimmy Maloney, and he joins us on the line this morning. Morning, mate.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, going very, very well, mate. How's the prep been so far?
Mate, it's been really good. We've had a really good build-up. Nothing's gone wrong, really, so... there's no excuses. It's been really good, and I suppose now it just comes down to making sure we get the job done come tomorrow night.
Who's the on-field boss, Jimmy? You've got Mitchell Pearce, your old halves partner back there, but who's the boss? Can there only be one boss?
Well, I think at different times, both of us will have our moments. I'm still a player that when I want the ball, I'd like to get it, so... That's how I've always sort of been. But me and Mitch have played enough footy together. We understand each other's games, and he sort of just came in and fit into the same style of play that we've pretty much since last year. And Freddie's come in that we've wanted to play against Queensland, and the style that we played so well last game. So. Not too much has changed, and haven't played quite a bit of footy with Mitch. We've got a pretty good understanding of what each other want.
Where's this game won and lost, Jimmy?
Through the middle's always important, obviously. It's hard to win footy games if you don't win the middle, but I think our strength and what we've done is, we've been able to sort of play Queensland and move them around. They sort of need to be tight to watch guys like Cookie and that out of hooker and stuff like that. And if they get too tight, then we're able to move the ball and free up some of our outside backs. So that's sort of the basic game plan of I suppose that's a basic of footy that will never change, and that's something that we'll try and make sure we get on Wednesday night.
The enormity of the match, Jimmy, I guess it's a decider. You get that home ground, home crowd advantage. Still the willingness to play footy, to risk the arm?
Yeah, you got to. You're not gonna win a big game by going out and doing five hit-ups and kicking to a corner. You got to back yourself. We've got good enough players in the side that can do what we want to do. There's times where obviously you'll have to take your medicine and take a tough carry, but when things are on, you got to back yourself to throw a pass and catch a ball under pressure if that's what needs to be done. So that's why you're at this level. You've got the best players in the game out there on the field. You need to back each other's ability to play some footy.
Other than attitude, are you expecting anything different from Queensland?
No, look, I think they'll definitely be up for it. As you said, attitude, I think, in terms of the way they play, not a whole lot. I think last game, they weren't allowed to do much, and that was probably because, we controlled what they were able to do. They'll be up for it, no doubt. But I just think if we get on what we need to get on and we play at our best, I think we'll be fine.
You're preparing, or New South Wales preparing for a Cameron Munster in the halves or a Cameron Munster at fullback?
No, probably a fullback is what we've sort of looked at. It won't change too much if he's not. It won't affect us. He's been in the halves the first two games, so we sort of know what he'll bring if he lobs up there. And we haven't done too much on Queensland. We have a little look at some traits of individuals, but. Other than that, the big focus is on just making sure we play well and we get what we need to do because I think if that happens, then everything else will be fine.
I heard on the news last night, they were asking you whether this is going to be your last Origin game. Is that true?
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about it. And a few of the media sort of asked me, and I said, you never know. There's every possibility, There's obviously, I'm not getting any younger, and there's, a lot of young guys, I think, if Luke Keary didn't obviously sustain that head knock, I would have thought he would have been a moral to probably be here. I think he's a terrific player. At some point it's going to have to be your last. That's just the way it goes. So, I hadn't really thought about it, but there is a chance that this becomes it. So, be nice to make sure it goes out in a winner note.
You're a bit of a conundrum yourself, Jimmy, because when you think about it, you were sort of unwanted and now you're the Messiah. It's a big turnaround, buddy.
Yeah, it is, mate. It's funny how things work. So, that's how it works. But I tell you what, it's nice being the latter than the original one.
Absolutely.
That's what I say to it. It's better to be missed than dismissed.
Yeah.
Hey,
I think you're right.
How has the combination with Mitchell and yourself been? Has it been seamless?
Yeah, it has been really good, Loz. We haven't really changed, anything around. The style of play and the way we want to play quickly is still the same. And Mitch has come in and grabbed a hold of that, and off we've gone. So, it hasn't been too much drama at all. We've just fitted in. To have him around camp and that, he's the same bloke he always has been, Mitch. And, I think he just... when you hear things from him, I think he's just a lot more calm and a lot more ready in terms of where his headspace is at. And I think a lot of that stems from probably the leadership role he has up at Newcastle. I think, he's really grown as a player under that sort of environment. And, I think he's as good a place as ever to get what he hasn't been able to yet.
Yeah, so you think he's more confident than he's ever been coming into this environment. I mean, it's always a challenge coming into a decider. He's missed the first two games of the series and, obviously there's some pressure, but he's in a great headspace. He looks as though he's in a great headspace and you've noticed that at training.
Yeah, I think that's the key. I suppose any criticism of Mitch, although not always fair, I think a lot of it's been based around his... game management. I think having gone to Newcastle and been a real senior figure and steering a young, inexperienced side around, I think you've seen time and time again him be able to control games and get games won. So I think it's taken him outside of his comfort zone and probably helped him grow a little bit and find a bit out about himself, and he's done really well. So yeah, great to have him back, and looking forward to watching him do something special tomorrow night.
Are you expecting Matt Gillett to play for them? He injured a groin on Friday, and he's in plenty of doubt.
No, I wouldn't have a clue. Yeah. There's always drama in Queensland camp, as you know, mate. Nothing ever goes to plan up there, so we'll deal with whoever runs out.
And I know this sounds silly, but mate, complacency, is there any sort of hint of it? Everyone just expects you. It's easy to expect people to win, isn't it? But any sort of hint of complacency or lackadaisical attitude?
No, not really. Look, we've addressed the fact that, Queensland for a long period of time have had a much more successful record in deciders and things like that. And that doesn't happen over a long period of time. It doesn't happen by coincidence. There's something that they've done better than us in the past, and it's something we need to change. So while everyone sort of jumped up and down about game two and how great it was, if you don't win game three, it's irrelevant. And I think 2 years ago we did the exact same thing. We went up and gave Queensland a hiding at Suncorp and came back and threw it away in Sydney and ended up losing the series. So, if you don't get the job done tomorrow, game two becomes a waste of time. And, if you want to really, create a lasting sort of legacy and really turn the tables, you know, on some of the hard times that New South Wales has had in recent years, then you got to get the job done tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's all about owning your own little bit of history of state of origin, and New South Wales get to do that tomorrow night by being the first team to go back-to-back in 15 years. So it's a great opportunity for New South Wales. We wish you all the best, Jimmy. We won't get to talk to you again before the game. So on behalf of us at Big Sports Breakfast, mate, we wish you and the team all the best.
Cheers, guys. Thanks very much.